fact, this is depending on Richard Rosenthal. Rosenthal is R-O-S-E-N-T-H-A-L, Rosenthal. Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-D. Date of consultation was 3/17. Date of birth is 11/24/42. Please make a copy for Tamika Robinson. I'm sorry, Robertson. Tamika Robertson, R-O-B-E-R-T. S-O-N. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is left hilar mass. Next paragraph, his present tell us. This is a 80-year-old male who has a long-standing history of smoking for 50 years. I'm sorry, for over 50 years. Has recently been sent for a chest CT after a fall and a fractured left rib. The patient denied any shortness of breath, denied cough, no hemoptysis, weight loss, fevers, chills. Complained of pains along the left rib cage with a fractured with a fractured rib. The patient was sent for a chest CT on 3/6/23, and it showed a 3 centimeter mass in the left hilum, likely in the superior segment of the left lower lobe. There was also a 2 millimeter left lower lobe nodule and moderate pulmonary emphysema and a ground glass opacity in the right lung zone, and a smaller nodule in the right lower lobe at 5 millimeter. The patient has been on no specific treatment for COPD. Any had no recent TFTs done. Next paragraph, past history has included history of cancer of the prostate, status post radiation therapy, history of hypertension for 10 years, mild diabetes, history of hypothyroidism. Next paragraph, habits the patient smoked a pack per day for, two packs per day for 60 years. Quit in 2019. Alcohol use none. Next paragraph, med list included simvastatin 40 milligrams a day, doxazosin 8 milligrams daily, synthroid 50 micrograms a day, protonix 40 milligrams daily, and metoprolol 25 milligrams BID. And Prestic 100 milligrams a day. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next, family history, father died of heart disease and a stroke. Mother died of diabetes and complications. Next paragraph, system review, the patient has no fatigue or weight loss, no cataracts or glaucoma. And shares urinary frequency. And shares no shortness of breath. I'm sorry, he has no shortness of breath, no abdominal pains, no heartburn. Kenny also mentioned denies cough, hemoptysis, or wheezing. He has no chest or jaw pain, but has palpitations and leg swelling. He has depression. He denies joint pain, so muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, and no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph, physical exam. This is a elderly, moderately overweight white male who's alert, no acute distress. No pallor, sinus, ictus, superfluidema. His blood pressure is 148/80, pulse is 64, respiration 16, temperature 97.4, weight is 202, saturation 93. HENT, non-spheric pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucous edematous, throat is clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. Breath sounds diminished at the periphery with wheezes, bilaterally prolonged expirations. Heart, the heart sounds irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, no mass, no organic megaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, 1+ edema with decreased peripheral pulses. Reflexes are brisk with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number one. Left lung mass, etiology, undetermined. Number two is COPD. Number three, history of hypertension. Next paragraph, planned patient. Will be advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a PET CT scan. He will be scheduled for bronchoscopy to evaluate the left hilar density and the potential risks and complications were explained to him, including bleeding, pneumothorax, and respiratory failure. We will use an albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs TIDPRN. And a follow-up visit we arranged here in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Tamika Robertson, ARNP. Robertson, ARNP. Thank you.